What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
From the 19, Stafford going towards the end zone. Parkinson, what a catch and a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's turn our attention over to the NFL, and we were power rank the remaining NFL playoff teams and quarterbacks. Gentlemen, I would love to get y'all's list on this, though I can give you a national list as well if you are interested. Would you like to start with the teams or the quarterbacks?
I'd like to start with the quarterbacks.
Ooh, okay. Thanks.
I don't think I ever call you that.
Everybody else does,
and it felt weird.
Okay.
The way that Bobby says it makes it feel weird, too. I don't know why.
Oh, I guess I haven't noticed that.
Like, he's like, you know, when Hagee does this, and I'm just like, It kind of sounds like bacon, too. And it makes me hungry.
Okay. Well, that was a lot of information for 15 seconds. I liked it. Will you tell me, Corey, we'll start with you, who you think are the least best two quarterbacks, or maybe you think one of them's the worst, left in the NFL playoffs?
At number 8.
I already know what you're going to say.
I would probably put Bo Nix.
Oh, that is not what I thought you were going to say in my face.
Well, just because I wanted to zig when you thought I was going to zag.
Hold on. Did you just alter your list?
Number
for me?
7 is Sam Darnold.
Okay.
And with Bo Nix, I just need to see a little bit more to push him in front of Sam Darnold. But I think that Bo Nix just still, I have a question mark on some of his throws. Not necessarily his decision making that much. I think that him and Sean Payton put a good plan together.
Okay.
To keep their defense from being exhausted. Because the whole key is you have to sustain drives to keep your defense from being out there. The other night there was the play where Rankins ran it in for the touchdown against the Steelers. And he's sitting on the sideline, and he's kind of going through the whole, like, here's what I did. I just grabbed the ball and everything. And I can't remember if it was Hunter or Will Anderson was next to him and had the oxygen. And through the oxygen, you could see him say, let's hope this offense can sustain a drive. And this was this wasn't directly after, because it was directly after they did that, made a stop, and now the offense has the ball. And you could see him say that, and you could see Rankins go, oh, yeah, because they were tired, too.
Yeah.
And you saw the Steelers being tired. All Bo Nix needs to do a lot of times is sustain drives so his defense can keep him in the game.
All right, so I'm intrigued by something that you said, and we're going to loop back around to this once y'all's list is done, both of you guys. Which quarterback has the most mobility on this list? I don't mean mobility on the field. I mean mobility in the playoffs, as in I could see this quarterback moving way up or way down. We'll loop back around to that once we're done. All right, Alec, your two least best starting quarterbacks left in the NFL playoffs. I don't know why I said it like that.
We're just eradicating all the quarterbacks from the NFL. I kind of like it. I would say C.J. Stroud is in there at this point after that awful performance.
Is he at 8?
I'd put him at 8, yeah.
Okay.
I'd say, and I still think he's really good. I think he just had a bad game.
Sure, I hear you.
Then I'd put Sam Darnold there, just because, again, we know what he is in these situations, but we haven't seen him play because he's a one seed. So I'd say those two in that order. I'd go 8, C.J. Stroud, 7, Sam Darnold.
All right. Corey, will you give me 6 and 5, please?
I think 6 will be C.J. Stroud for me.
Okay.
Mostly because of experience level. He needs more time on, Bobby says this a lot, time on task.
Yeah.
He looked very confused a lot of times against Pittsburgh. Again, Pittsburgh can do that to you. Maybe he just hates the cold. But he didn't look the fumbling issues throughout the game. There are moments where there looks like nobody more comfortable in the pocket. And then other moments where you're just like, he's panicking. So I think Stroud, he just needs a little bit more from me. And then I'm having a little bit of a problem. Because when you ask about mobility, I think Caleb Williams could be one or he could be eight.
He is one of the options, I think, for who could switch on this.
And I feel like Brock Purdy is kind of right. Like, you know exactly what you're getting from Brock Purdy most nights.
Yeah.
You're getting a brilliant game plan from Shanahan that's going to set up opponents throughout the game, and he's going to execute it perfectly. So I'll go with Caleb Williams 5.
Okay.
And that'll push Brock Purdy 4 for me.
All right. Alex, 6 and 5.
Ooh, I'd go Bo Nix at 6.
Okay.
Because, again, I think he can fluctuate depending on how he plays and if he remains in the playoffs after this weekend. Then I'd probably, I think I'd go Caleb right in the middle there. Okay. I'd say right around 5. I could listen to 4. I could listen to 3. Like Corey said, he can move around a lot, but I'd probably put Caleb at 5 just because it wasn't perfect.
So right now you guys have the same quarterbacks in the top 4 because you both have Caleb at 5, Sam Darnold at 7, and then Corey, you have Stroud at 6 and Nix at 8. And Alec, you have Nix at 6 and Stroud at 8. You said Purdy is 4.
Yep.
Who's your 3?
It's going to be Drake May.
Okay.
And I think this is fun because I saw somebody talking about who throws the prettiest football, and I was like, dude, Drake May.
Yeah.
You watch him throw, and you're just impressed. He has mobility. Not mobility to go up and down, but he can run. He has a lot of qualities, but not enough experience to take over the top 2 spots yet for me.
Alec, you're 4 and 3.
Number 4, I'm going to go Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Unless he decides to do randomly like he likes to do sometimes and be Superman and start running around with the ball, then he could easily be 3. 3, I'm going to go with Drake May as well. As much as I love him, I can't put him above Stafford yet.
Okay, which brings us to the top 2. Y'all both have Allen and Stafford in the top 2. How does the ranking go?
All year long, I've been very consistent with Matt Stafford being my number 1 quarterback. Today, this changes.
Oh!
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's for the simple fact that, like, I know Matt Stafford can escape the pocket sometimes. He's shown that ability. Josh Allen, though, puts a cape on every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think Matt Stafford benefits a lot from having a pretty great offensive coordinator, like a genius offensive coordinator as head coach. Like, that dude puts a fantastic plan together. And I think he also benefits from having one of the number, if not the top 3 receiver in the league, if not the number 1. I mean, Smith and Jigba and Puka
right,
vying for it. And then obviously Pickens was 3rd, but nobody gave him the credit because of the on-field play wasn't considered.
No! I thought we did our presentation. He felt like he was very clearly the 4th or 5th best
you
receiver.
You presented
in football.
It. I disagreed. Okay. Because I love George Pickens, and obviously you don't. But I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to knock down the value of his price. I see that. Yeah. Now that I know that, I'm sorry, Kevin.
He's a $28 billion receiver.
But Josh Allen puts a cape on, and I got to give him. Now, I'm concerned about physically how he's going to be able to manage these playoffs if he keeps playing this style.
Or if the rest of his team keeps dropping.
Jeez Louise, man. But I'll give Josh. This is quarterback ranking.
Yep.
I'll give it to Josh Allen first.
Alec, what say you?
Sorry, Corey. I got to go inverse there. I'm going to put Stafford at 1 and Josh Allen at 2 just because Josh Allen has not done the things that I think he is capable of doing in the postseason yet. And I've seen Stafford do it. And I saw him do that. The highlight that we played coming back from break was that final touchdown to go ahead against the Panthers where he absolutely locked in after being imperfect most of the game. I've seen Stafford do it before. I think he's going to do it again at this point more times than Josh Allen. But I hope it is Josh Allen's year.
All right. I have a couple of bonus questions for you, and we're going to get to the mobility. So is Matthew Stafford a Hall of Famer?
I think so. I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Do I think he's the Hall of Fame of the Hall of Fame? No.
Right.
But I think he will. I think he should wear a gold jacket.
Alec?
100%.
Okay.
He is in my mind.
Then my next question. Will Josh Allen be a Hall of Famer? Because one of the things Stafford has going for him, and I get it, people get mad about wins are not a quarterback stat. I hear you. Hall of Fame voters seem to think that is inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Stafford has won a Super Bowl. So the question I present to you.
I do wonder, because by the time Josh Allen gets there, the voting room might look different.
That's fair.
And this is
I can't project.
Yeah,
for
this
that.
Is a conversation like we might get to have later.
For sure.
Because as the game has changed, have the rules changed for those things? Because the game was never as important on the quarterback or as heavy on the quarterback as it is now. And you see Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, those guys take on the entire game for them. And I do wonder how much more importance people put on that, the fact that Josh Allen's name is mentioned so often, or if they just go back and go, all pro, these numbers, and that's how we decide this. And obviously, championship games and Super Bowls.
Yep.
Will he be? Not without a Super Bowl.
All right, so if you had to pick right now...
No.
He does not make the Hall of Fame.
Unfortunately, no, based on old people standards. We need to invigorate this thing with some youth, though.
Okay,
point.
I like that. Alec, whether you base it on old people standards or not, that is up to you. Will Josh Allen go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Corey actually kind of changed my thinking with the old people standards.
Thank
because
you.
I do think the voters will be different and have a different thought process by the time his name is even eligible. So I do think the idea, kind of like we talk about with Darren Woodson, you know, the idea of changing the position and your impact on the game itself, I think that's going to matter more in the future when it comes to Hall of Fame consideration. And the fact that every time Josh Allen touches the football field, you see the first time in NFL history stat pretty much every game at this point. He's breaking records. He's setting standards that we haven't seen before. He's got an MVP to his name. I think he will be.
All right. And... just I'm playing some devil's advocate here, okay? Somebody said, yes, it's no different than Dan Marino. I'm just going to throw this out there. Dan Marino led the NFL in passing yards 5 times. Josh Allen, none. He led the league in passing touchdowns 3 times. Josh Allen, none. So I hear what you're saying from a... It seems like he's an elite quarterback with potentially no Super Bowl. Though he's only 29 now, still plenty of time to go. But I do think there are some differences. Josh Allen is a damn fine player. People really thought that Dan Marino revolutionized the position. And I'm not quite sure if that same thought is there for Josh Allen as opposed to, man, he's so freaking good. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Kevin, it's your fault that I think the way I do about the Hall of Fame regarding quarterbacks.
Oh, because of our study.
You did
yeah.
a study that gave me factual information. Now that study might be outdated, and you might have to revisit that at some point.
For sure.
But I think it's been
that.
Pretty consistent, yeah. and it's been pretty accurate.
Yeah, yeah. No, all that information was not presented with my opinion whatsoever. All right, so now to the question. Corey, you have Allen 1, Stafford 2, May 3, Purdy 4, Williams 5, Stroud 6, Darnold 7, and Bo Nix. Who has the most mobility in terms of changing their ranking, whether it's for better or for worse, in your rankings?
Caleb Williams and then Bo Nix. Because I don't think I can feel like Josh Allen's 8.
For sure, yeah.
But I can see him being
below Sam
like
five's
That'd about as far amazing. As I can go down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drake May does like I feel like I know where Drake May is too. Brock Purdy, I know where he is. So I would and C.J. Stroud could change my mind, but this season offensively, they've relied so much on their defense. I don't think he will. So I would say Caleb Williams 1 and Bo Nix 2 for mobility throughout the rankings.
Okay, so you see both potential quarterbacks moving up the board. All right, Alec, for you.
Or down.
Okay, well, that is not what you said. Alec, for you, who could move the most? Which quarterback could move up or down this rankings the most? Because you've got Stafford 1, then Allen, May, Purdy, and then Caleb Williams at 5, Nix, Darnold, and Stroud.
Honestly, I would say Nix, but I'm tempted to say Purdy. Because I've seen him off schedule make some incredible decisions that make him look like one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. Then he has his games where he is strictly a game manager, and he's fine. But he can turn it on sometimes. He really can, and he can take control of a game. So I'll throw a Purdy in the mix.
Okay,
Kevin, I know that we got clock here, but a lot of people are asking this, and I don't know how this fits into the study. Total touchdowns. Because that never mattered.
Good question.
During the Randall Cunningham era, you know, because he was still competing with guys that were pure passers. And I wonder how, because of the way the game has changed, how much total touchdowns changes the movement of Josh Allen and maybe a Lamar. Even a Patrick Mahomes is already in.
Good question. I will attempt to crunch the numbers in the break.
Good job.
And get back with you on the other side.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.